Listener discretion is advised. Things are about to get silly up in this bitch, but in a creepy way.
You know, no one was hiring me when I was just a regular clown. I just thought, hey, you know, maybe I'll give it a little edge.
Oh, you bring Sprinkles the clown. Leave me a message, I'll call you back.
I need you to come get these kids.
Yeah, I got a child that's supposed to be here.
$30, come scare them.
I found out about Wrinkles through a news story.
Meet Southwest Florida's Wrinkles the Clown.
Hi, Wrinkles. I'm a reporter at the Washington Post.
I'm a reporter
Post.
At the Naples Daily News.
I've just seen your story blow up online.
You can call him. He'll scare people for you.
Oh, you reach Wrinkles the Clown.
You're scaring little people that can't defend themselves.
I'll take this baseball bat and beat your brains in.
You don't know if he's trying to do this for fun or trying to kill you. It's like a boogeyman situation.
Oh my God!
We know that there's a human underneath, and yet you don't know the identity, and that creeps people out.
You better be afraid of Rink. He's real.
There's two people in his body, a multiple personality. He's been working like this for 65 years.
People have made a ritual out of calling.
What was different about this was the viral nature of the social media.
Guys, there's somebody outside.
What's poppin', internet? Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and if you're a new listener, things are about to get real silly up in this bitch, but in a creepy way. So grab yourself a drink or some weed and let's have some fun. See, this is the podcast where you can experience the internet audibly. You know what I'm saying? We discuss ghost stories, true crime, hilarious news stories, and things that make you say, what the fuck? So first things first, I'm going to go ahead and shout out all of my dope ass listeners, new and returning. You know, thank you so much for letting me visit your eardrums and control your thoughts from within. I have an audible banger for you guys. I just saw this insane documentary that I just have to talk about, which will probably lead us down other roads in this podcast. But I last week, you know what, let's slow it down. All right. Last week, you know, we took a fun yet creepy dive into horror movies inspired by true events part 2, and it was an awesome episode. And if you haven't heard that yet, then, you know, check that out. Part 1 and 2 were insane. This week we are gonna take a fun dive into Wrinkles the Clown. Now, I'm not sure if any of you have heard of Wrinkles the Clown, but he is quite the legend in Florida. And this documentary, there's even a documentary on Hulu about him right now that you can watch. Wrinkles is a clown, supposedly, that is paid to scare children, usually by their parents. Like, if your kid is a little asshole, you call up Wrinkles, hey man, my kid's an asshole, come scare the shit out of him. Wrinkles like, all right, on the way, you know, just PayPal me, or I don't really know how he accepts payment, but I assume something like that. But we are going to dig into Wrinkles, a brief history of clowns, and the creepy legends that that have become, you know. This is going to be like a very interesting episode, guys. If you're listening to this podcast on an Apple device, by the way, or another podcast platform that allows you to rate and review, do me a favor and, you know, leave me 5-star rating and a written review on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Because it's like extremely helpful, guys. It helps others who haven't heard of this podcast yet. So I would love it, love it, love it. You know, if I could add more ears to the bunch, you know, I love this podcast and I hope that you guys do as well. And I also hope that you will help me, you know, I'm sharing cast my dreams by sharing my podcast with as many people as possible, or animals if they've got a Apple account, you know, hit them up. You know, I just want to prove that to the podcasting world, you know, that a solo podcaster can be successful too, if they're not a celebrity already. Okay. I can succeed. God Damn it. Okay. Also, if you guys want to join in on the silly and you have the Anchor app, hit me up, or you can call /text my Google Voice number as well, because I want to hear what you got to say for once. You know what I mean? 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. But before we get started with Wrinkles the Clown, I have some information for those of you that have been thinking about starting your own podcast. And the info I got to share with you is awesome. So if you are one of those lovely human beings of wanting to start your own podcast, you might want to take a listen to this ad here. If you don't want to hear this ad and you don't want to, start your own podcast for some psychotic ass reason, you can skip through, but don't. You know what I'm saying? Let me inspire you. What are you waiting for? Okay, come join the podcasting community and share your voice right here on Anchor FM. Okay, all right, let's go ahead and jump into it, shall we? So Wrinkles the Clown is the guy parents call when their kids are fucking out of control, okay? If you have a kid who can't get in line, give Wrinkles a call. I mean, sounds like a good idea to me. I gotta be honest with you. Okay, first of all, kids these days are just in fucking sane. Not to mention, they are way bigger than kids used to be. Like, fucking 12-year-olds looking like they need to start paying taxes and shit. Okay, like, I'm trying to figure out why an 11-year-old has a goddamn goatee. What is going on? You know? I mean, is there something in the water? Okay, so, I'm sorry. I digress a bit again. So let's talk a little about Wrinkles the Clown a bit, shall we? So Wrinkles is a character that an unidentified man created. Some call him a performance artist. He certainly calls himself one. And others call him a maniac. You guys are never going to guess where he's from. Legit. Fucking Florida. So yeah. Looks like we have some Florida pizzazz in this episode. Yay. Okay, everyone knows weird shit goes down in Florida. We've discussed so many topics that went down in Florida. Okay, so there really isn't much to say about Wrinkles because his identity is hidden. But some say he's a crazy homeless man. He's a psychotic man who lives in a van, or a serial killer in the making. It's just not really known that much about the man under the mask. So Wrinkles has like this red clown suit with white polka dots on it. And parents hire him to scare the shit out of their kids for a couple hundred dollars, from what I understand. And supposedly, or according to the documentary, he is actually a 65-year-old divorced retired dude from Rhode Island, and he moved to Florida around 2009. Now, it seems that all this started with a YouTube video back in 2015, I believe, and in the video, he is inside a young girl's room in the middle of the night while she's asleep. And it's one of those beds with the drawer at the bottom of it. It's called something specific, but I don't know what fancy furniture is called. It's a bed. It's a bed dresser. I don't know. So the drawer is at the bottom of the bed where, like, I guess where normal people would just slide things under their bed. I don't know. I feel like you guys know what I'm saying. So the drawer is closed and you see a clown coming from inside the drawer and watching the child. When watching the video, it's as if it was recorded by a security camera, which makes it even more, you know what I mean? So before you knew it, several more videos started popping up all over online. Videos of him scaring children, sightings of him on the side of the road in the middle of the night. There's even a video of him terrorizing an entire family in their home. It's crazy, but after the documentary on Hulu, I learned so much. You have to watch it because not everything is what it seems. I'll just say that. So listen to this podcast episode And if you do, it might be a little bit of a spoiler alert, you know, but I promise you will still enjoy watching the documentary on Hulu because there's so many twists and turns. You're like, what? you can even, and let's get back to it. So you can even find stickers with his cell number with a picture of wrinkles, and he would leave them throughout the state of Florida. So before you knew it, the legend of wrinkles was born. And he became viral all over the country. He got very popular with teenagers and children. But because he put his cell number all over town on these little stickers, his phone blows up like every day, all day, with text messages and phone calls. And he said that he receives like hundreds of calls a day, which, ugh, that sounds annoying as fuck. You know, and I mean, like, that can't sound too good, because, like, I would be like, at that point, your phone would just die because your battery can't keep up with all that, you know, with all that activity, you know. And my phone dies just from apps, so I can imagine, you know. So even, and here's the very interesting part, even the local and national news stations reported about wrinkles. That's how serious this got. Like, he was in the news, you know. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, those timelines on those platforms were covered in sightings or stories about this damn clown. Like, it was viral, you know. Now, I want to get into why the idea of him is so scary and how easy it is to think the worst about him, even, you know, actually, even though he's never actually hurt anyone. He's never hurt anyone, you know. And I think it has to do with maybe all the folklore, words are hard, you know, I mean, he's not the first boogeyman to exist, you know, you guys remember the boogeyman, right? That was like the urban legend that freaked me out as a kid, like for real. Oh, and that bitch Bloody Mary. Ugh, I never did the Bloody Mary game. Okay, I think that alone is why I'm still alive today. The fact that I've never played the Bloody Mary game. Okay, so I need to pee, so I'll be right back after this ad, and I will be peeing with the lights on, so Bloody Mary doesn't watch me piss. Okay, I'll be right back. What up, ladies and gents? I've got some dope-ass news that I need to drop on your domes real quick. I just downloaded this dope app called World's Greatest Videos. It allows you to create amazing videos and gives you the opportunity to win cash prizes. So join me in the global video contest. Download the app, World's Greatest Videos, upload videos of your choice, and shoot your shot to win some cash. There's nothing to lose and only fun to gain. And we're back. Did you guys enjoy your bath and break too? My bladder was screaming. Y'all understand. Okay, so let's get back into it, shall we? So clowns have been around for a long time, guys. Like as far back as the 5th dynasty of Egypt. And I'm talking about like 2400 BC. Now about 5,000 years ago in ancient Egypt, they used to keep African pygmies, AKA, and I hope I'm saying this right, danjas, in the royal courts to keep the royal families and pharaohs entertained. Now, they wore leopard skins and masks, and they would dance around imitating the Egyptian gods. Now, in ancient China, they had Yuzi, which I'm sure I'd fuck that up, but that's a clown who actually assisted in, building the Great Wall of China, according to clownbluey.co.uk. Now, I won't dive too deep into the history of clowns in this episode, but tis amazing to know that clowns have been around for a long ass time. I don't know why I did that voice. Just ignore that. All right, so clowns only got sillier and sillier over time. You see them at the circus busting out the slapstick comedy, which I love, you know, the jumping around and falling down. But now, these days, people are more into scary clowns. And think about it, we have the Joker, who was said to popularize the scary clown craze in 1940s. With DC Comics, as you all know. You know, Batman, Batman, that dude. his adversary, if you will. We got Pennywise, who helped out with the popularity in the late 1980s with Stephen King's It. I'm talking about the book before the movie. And then we got Twisty from the American Horror Story Freak Show. Hell, even video games. Who, you guys remember, what was that fucking game? Twisted Metal, that dope-ass game on PlayStation? Yeah, Sweet Tooth, that dude, freaky-ass clown, drove like shit. But yeah, that was my game. Driving around a random town, blowing shit up. True entertainment. This is before Grand Theft Auto, all right? That was when you could blow shit up. Okay, let's get back into it. Now, we also can't forget the very real Pogo the Clown. Serial killer John Wayne Gacy performed as a clown at children's parties and things like that until it was found out that he raped and killed several young boys in Chicago. Now, they found several bodies under his house. It's insane, you know? So, yeah, that's a creepy fucking clown. Now, let's not forget, music also got on board with the, you know, creepy clown craze. I'm not sure if any of you guys remember this, but I'm sure my white folk know what I'm talking about. Insane Clown Posse. Yeah, I used to work at Spencer's Gifts. That's the only reason I know who the fuck they are. They just sell all their t-shirts. So they used to rap about torturing, beating people up, and even killing. You know, I guess I was just never angry enough as a kid to listen to them. I don't know. I just blasted Eminem instead, y'all. So, you know, because his music was so joyous and calm. There was even a fear of clowns. And I believe it's pronounced chlorophobia. I think I pronounced that correctly. But given the last few decades, the fear is definitely understood. I don't know. I definitely tried to pronounce it. Chlorophobia? Did I get it? Okay. All right, so you guys, you remember that that insane clown craze a few years ago? Like the clown sightings that were like all over the world. Wrinkles the Clown may have started that craze by accident. Maybe. I don't know. That's what I think. I mean, many people took it upon themselves to take that shit to the next level. Mostly teenagers, they would dress up and dress up as scary clowns holding weapons and scaring the shit out of people. And some of those clowns had machetes and knives and bats. Some even had chainsaws, you know. But shit was crazy. People even began to attack anyone dressed as clowns, like on site. Penn State University even had like hundreds of students gather together to hunt for a clown that was seen nearby. It was insane. Listen to this.
All of you. I want you to know.
FDY. I'm
the clown.
Wait, I'm getting there.
No matter where you come from, no matter your color, your religion, your creed, no matter who you're voting for, we can all agree on one thing. Fuck that.
As I'm sure you could tell, shit got real in State College, Pennsylvania that year. And there are lots of videos about, you know, these group of students chasing after this clown. Like, there were hundreds of kids. There was just a lot of people out there. Okay. I believe this was 2016. I believe so. Now, I mean, this was national news. I remember being all over social media. My Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram were all about these fucking clown sightings. I wonder how many times I've actually said the word clown in this episode. Like, I don't know. That was a random thought that popped up in my head. All right. So if you want to see the clown scare videos, YouTube is the first place that I would go. You know, like there were a lot of people who would dress up as a clown and film it and scare the shit out of people and put it on YouTube and, you know, as a so-called prank, you know. I thought that it was funny at first, you know, but then I started to hear these stories of people really freaking out about it, not to mention these clowns are starting to go after children, you know, and parents were furious, which makes a lot of sense. I don't have any kids, so I didn't really think that much about it at first, but then these clowns started popping up with weapons and shit. Even I started to get a little pissed off about it, you know, but because the danger factor was so high at the time, you know, you didn't know what these people under these clown masks really, what their true intentions were. You can't see their face. You don't know who they are. They're freaking you out. You've heard about all these stories and urban legends, and then your mind just fills in the blanks. You know what I mean? Anyone dressed up as a clown pretty much got their ass beat or arrested. And if they were lucky enough, they were just chased away by a mob of angry people. So let's get back to Wrinkles the Clown. So many people say that it's child abuse to call a clown to scare the shit out of your kid. I, on the other hand, disagree with that. Some parents spank or yell at their kids. Some parents tell their children that they will burn in hell for eternity if they are bad. I mean, would you call any of these actions child abuse? You know, maybe, but who is to say? I guess it depends on the parent, the kid. We're not in that parental relationship. You know what I mean? I mean, I got spankings when I was a kid, but I fucking deserve them. I was a badass, you know, and I hold no ill will towards my mother or my father for any of their disciplinary choices, you know, mostly my mom. My dad was, God bless him, but my mother was a disciplinarian in the family, like most mothers are. But we have a great relationship now, my mother and I, now that I'm an adult, you know, and I turned out to be a pretty good person, in my opinion. I mean, clearly I'm a bit biased, but I was never arrested, didn't have any kids while in school, or currently. I stayed off the pole until college, but that was like a couple of weeks. We don't need to get into that. That's another story. I haven't killed anyone that I know of. I pay my taxes, mind my business, and I eat sushi. You know, I'm also well-rounded. See, I like sushi. Look at that. I'm cultured. So it's like, just because, I don't know, this is just, did this turn into like a dating game? Is that what just happened? Did I just, I also like long walks on the beach. No, I don't. Okay. I got a bit off topic. The point is, everything isn't child abuse. Like, everything isn't child abuse. If scaring your kid with a clown into not being a dumbass works for their family, who am I to judge? Okay, not everyone, but you know, not everyone hates Wrinkles the Clown, though. You know, some kids love him. They are afraid. They aren't really afraid of him at all. Some kids are, but most of them aren't. They run up to him and give him hugs. If you call him and he answered, you weren't a complete asshole when you called. He was respectful and even nice to many of the phone calls that he got. Especially from kids, you know, a lot of them, he gets a lot of phone calls from children just to see if he's real. You know what I mean? Now, I kind of want to call the number to see if it still works. I mean, I'm sure if it does, he gets tons of phone calls a day, hundreds, especially now that there's a documentary on Hulu about him. I'm sure the phone calls have gotten even more frequent and annoying. But fuck it, let's call it. Let's see what happens. When I call Wrinkles. Okay, I got the number here, and I have a app in my phone that allows me to call or text people, you know, without them having my fucking number because, you know, internet's full of psychos. Okay, putting the number in now. Let's see if it does anything. What if this works? It's ringing. Oh my God, it's ringing. Okay. I can't believe it's ringing. Holy shit. What if he picks up? Oh, man. My heart is pounding as fuck right now. Like, I am...
No,
you've reached Wrinkles the Clown. I'm not here to take your call. Leave me a message, I'll call you back.
I don't believe it much. Hey, what's going on, Wrinkles? My name is Amber. I am a podcaster and YouTuber, and I saw your documentary. Thought it was dope as fuck. Just wanted to call like everybody else. See if you're real. Looks like the number is valid. You don't have to contact me back. I just wanted to say hey. And currently, you're on my podcast live right now. I was hoping you'd pick up, but that's cool. Take care, man, and keep these kids in order. Bye. Holy shit. Dude, my heart is pounding. I didn't expect. Oh my God. Oh wow. Okay. Oh, my heart is pounding. You can't hear it through the phone. I don't know why. I mean, cuz he's not a murderer, or I just didn't expect the number to work. Holy balls. Oh, wow. Okay, I need to take a little break. I will be right back. Good God.
You can't miss his red and white polka dot suit.
I love his balloons, too. Those are just a great addition.
Or his creepy face mask.
His mask is droopy. His eyes, empty black sockets.
Pretty terrifying for me. I mean, I'm not really that scared of clowns, but seeing that makes me a little nervous.
Meet Southwest Florida's Wrinkles the Clown.
People pay me to go scare their friends. People pay me to go dance at their parties. You know, that kind of thing's bar mitzvahs and whatnot. Ever since these kids put me on the internet, I mean, my phone rings nonstop. It's ridiculous.
I swear, there's something outside.
They sensationalize me. They call me all kinds of things. I just want to have fun and, you know, have a good time, make a little extra money on the side, you know. Have a little fun before I die.
An internet hit. A Google Plus account is dedicated to his sighting.
It is a thing of nightmares.
Stickers with a phone number suddenly started popping off around Naples, Florida. The Washington Post reported, this creepy 65-year-old clown will terrify your misbehaving kid for cash.
It's attention he didn't originally want or expect. He started as a professional clown trying to make some extra money.
I think he's pretty cool. I like him a lot. It's fun because it's scary. I mean, it's bringing in the Halloween spirit.
And although he may look terrifying to some, his goal is just to have fun.
Oh man. So I can't believe I called, and to be honest with you, I'll probably call again for a YouTube video. I mean, he put his number out there. He knew it was going to happen. I wanted to pick up the phone, and I would love it if he would like let me interview him. That would be fire. So I'm going to call him on my Google Voice number, probably on my YouTube channel, and see if I can get him to, you know, take a little interview. I don't know, maybe. All right, so if there's anything that you can learn from this podcast episode, it's if your kids act like assholes, there are clowns willing to help. Also, kids, if you're listening for some insane reason because your parents aren't, you know, paying attention to what the fuck you're doing, don't be assholes. And then the clowns leave you alone. Professionally silly life rules, y'all. Okay? Shit. I certainly hope that you guys enjoyed this creepy and silly episode of the Professionally Silly Podcast. Make sure you guys show your support for your girl by leaving me a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. It does make it a lot easier for my podcast to be found by new listeners who haven't heard of us yet. So that would be awesome. I said us, like I don't do all the fucking work. There's nobody else here. Also, I got a new text message from my Google Voice number that I want to share with you guys. And this is coming from Damage. And she says, the doll was bought in an alley. That's a no-no by itself. Your favorite Android user, Damage. Love it. She was making reference to our last podcast episode, Horror Movies Inspired by True Events Part 2. I was talking about the Chucky movie, Child's Play. If you haven't heard that podcast episode, go ahead and take a listen. It was fun. It was a very interesting 2-part series. Anyways, Damage, thank you so much for taking the time to make comments and reviews. Actually, thank you for everything that you do, girl, because you be there for my live streams, you repost and share my content, and you even participate in my podcast, which I love. It's like my favorite thing. So I appreciate all of your support. Like, oh, I feel all warm inside my chest cavity and shit. Boo, thank you. Also, guys, if there is a podcast that you like besides mine, do that podcaster a favor. Leave them a 5-star review for their podcast as well. You know, it makes their day. It makes our day to know that our listeners are not only enjoying the shit that we're giving to them, but you know what I'm saying? That they dig it. They dig it. You know what I'm saying? They really like it. We love knowing that you enjoy the content that we put so much of our hard work, creativity, and talent into. So it makes us feel good. God, there are just so many amazing podcasts out there, listeners. Like, let me see. I listen to Wine and Crime, and That's Why We Drink. Amy Schumer has one, but I haven't listened to it yet. It's in my queue. True Crime Garage, Small Town Dicks. That is not what it sounds like. Dicks also is, you know, means detectives. Okay. I mentioned I love the True Crime podcast. Obviously I said, goddamn, love them. My Favorite Murder, State of Crime is the shit. Love them too. Oh man. I think I have an issue. I'm like super into murder. Well, maybe not murder per se. I don't advocate murder. I don't condone murder. I just find the stories behind them interesting. That's all. Leave me alone. Moving on. Shout out to Hulu, the documentary Wrinkles the Clown, Wikipedia, and of course Reddit. That's where I got a lot of my information from. So thank you so much. Oh, and YouTube. Thank you. Oh, and listeners, send in your stories. Maybe you've got some ghost stories, some true crime stories, alien stories, confessions, embarrassing moments, or what have you. Join in on the silly. Write me. Tell me what's going on in your life. And let's explore your embarrassing moments with the world. Let's do that. You can slide into my DMs, one of my social medias, which are below in the show notes. Or you can call/text my Google Voice number. And you can be anonymous if you like. That's fine. Just let me know. And hit me up on my email address, ambersmilesjones@gmail.com, which is also down below in the show notes, along with my number. Normally this would be the part of the podcast where I would share some reviews for the podcast, but unfortunately I don't have any more at the moment. I've got 23 reviews. Not all of them are written. I think like 7 or 8 of them are written. I appreciate you guys for reviewing and taking the time to comment as well. You know, I'm still chasing the dream with my podcast, and I realize I have a very, 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 very long journey ahead of me. So I want to once again take the time to thank those of you who have been with me since day one. I know Professionally Silly isn't a popular podcast yet, but you know, it's my podcast, damn it. And so for all of you that join me every week, join me in on the silly. Thank you so fucking much. It means way more than you can possibly fucking understand. Like you, yeah. So if you guys could do me a favor, tell a friend about the Professionally Silly podcast. That would rock my ankle socks right off. Okay. Help me catch my dreams. They're so far. I can see them over the horizon. Hello, dreams. Hello. You know. Also, check out the show notes for some bonus information, like my social media. I've got TikTok, Instagram, World's Greatest Videos, Twitter, and a YouTube channel also called Professionally Silly that I've mentioned many times. Check that out. I'll be having so much fun over there. So follow, subscribe, fammy, whatever you want to call it. I would love it if you would share this podcast and my YouTube channel with a friend to help me grow. And let's get professionally silly, baby. You know. Once again, I am your Audible Boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you have heard through the Anchor app, or you can call/text my Google Voice number for a chance to be featured on my podcast, 805-664-1828. And let's be honest, I don't really have a lot of people calling in. So you will be featured on my podcast, 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because, you know, there are pieces of shit everywhere. And if you're all caught up on the silly, check out these dope-ass podcast promos from a few of my favorite podcasts.
Hey, true crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by two besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGDPodcast or visit our website, ISGDPodcast.com.
Dumb and Busted has been called, quote, one of America's greatest treasures by 3 out of 3 hosts of the show.
Dumb and Busted is a weekly true crime comedy podcast with stories of exceptionally smart and insanely dumb crimes. Comedian Hunter Donaldson has hailed it as the greatest thing to come out of Portland since comedian Hunter Donaldson, who is me, also a host of the show.
Podcasters Allison Copeland and Hannah Ether praised Dumb and Busted as, quote, found on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Just more rave reviews from two other people who host the show.
Catch us every Thursday and follow us at Dumb and Busted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Crime you later!
Hey, gamer. My trusted companion, confidant, slash spirit animal. I don't know if I can convey to the audience how great this podcast is within 60 seconds. Wait, what? I mean, yeah, it's called the OD Podcast because all the information and things you may learn here may cause you overdose. What? I mean, yeah, if you come here with an open mind, heart, perspective, you'll leave with everything plus some laughter. Yeah. What? What'd you say? I mean, yeah, we talk about everything under the sun, around the sun, and in the cosmos. Yeah, that's true. Huh? What? And yeah, it's a perfect place to work on your verbal roundhouses. Damn it, I chose wisely. You heard him here, folks, all right? Here at the OD Podcast, where doses may vary, you get everything you need to become a better person and less of a jerk, all right? Come join us. We promise you'll learn and leave with something amazing. We love you. Come stay with us.